Hey, what's up? Scott Lowe here. It is great to see you again. I'm afraid I have some bad news. And that is that today we have to talk about bad news. Nobody likes to talk about it, but sometimes that's just part of life. So, do you know how to give or react to bad news in English? Well, first of all, when you're the person who delivers the unfortunate information, a good way to preface your statement is by saying what I said at the beginning. I'm afraid I have some bad news. I'm afraid I have some bad news. You're not literally afraid. It has nothing to do with fear. Rather, it's like saying, unfortunately. I'm afraid I have some bad news. Pizza with catupiry does not exist in the USA. And now, how to react to such awful news? Well, we've got a few options. Check these out. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. It's also very common to say, I'm so sorry to hear that. To add some extra emphasis, I'm so sorry to hear that. And you have to make that face too, like, I'm so sorry to hear that. You can also say, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. It doesn't have to be that adjective. You can also say, that's awful. Oh, that's awful. About the katapiri? Oh, that's awful. So, those are a couple appropriate ways for you to react when you receive some bad news, like finding out that you can't order a pizza with katapiri in the USA. But I personally would be more likely to react to such news a little bit differently. For example, I might say something a little more informal or casual. What a bummer. What a bummer. Or you can also say, oh, that's a bummer. Total bummer. Or perhaps my personal favorite, that sucks. That sucks. And you can spice it up a little bit by throwing some extra words in there at the beginning. Oh man, that sucks. Dude, that sucks. Bro. That sucks. Just probably don't use this last one in formal situations because it's a slang word. That sucks. So now, when you have to be the bearer of bad news, you know exactly what to say and how to react. That's it for today. I'll see you later. Peace out.
Later, talk.